I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca.
Canada Immigration News Articles, December 2016. Federal government to process family reunification applications in 12 months. The Canadian government has introduced a new 12-month standard processing time for family reunification immigration applications. Immigration authorities have made a concerted effort to reduce processing times since the Liberal government came to power in 2015. After successfully reducing wait times by 15% for in-Canada applicants and 10% for those applying from outside Canada, now the Immigration Department confirms it will get most applications processed inside a year, although it admits complex cases will require more time. We have listened to Canadians, and we are delivering results. Bringing families together makes for a stronger Canada, says Immigration Minister John McCallum. The government made clear that those applications already in the system will not have to wait another 12 months. They will continue to be processed on a first-come, first-served basis. McCallum's recent announcement on Canada's 2017 immigration levels targets 64,000 new permanent residents under family reunification, compared to an average of 47,000 per year over the previous decade. Increased demand in recent years pushed up processing times further and further. In 2015, 70,000 applications were received under family reunification, with only 48,000 spaces allocated. At the start of 2016, waiting times were 26 months for applications from within Canada and 18 months for applications from outside. The following action plan has been taken to reduce those waiting periods. Here are four. Number one, increased allocation for spouses, partners, and dependents under annual immigration numbers from an average of 47,000 over the last 10 years to 64,000 in 2017. If the spaces are available, the cases can be processed more quickly. Two, increased funding to tackle backlog and speed up processing. The government allocated an extra $25 million to immigration authorities to help target the backlog. It doubled the number of cases processed per month and reduced the pre-June 2016 backlog by 26%. Third, a simplified application process. A new application process is aimed at making the process easier to understand. Applicants using the new system will need to provide all documents up front, with incomplete applications being returned. Previously, items such as police verifications and medical checks could be provided in stages. And four, shorten processing commitment times of 12 months. Immigration authorities confirm it will process 80% of applications currently in the system in the next 12 months and 80% of all new applications in 12 months from the date they are received. This is regardless of whether the application comes from inside or outside Canada. It is anticipated the other 20% will fall into the more complex category, where more information is required from the applicant. Processing times for these applications will depend on how fast requested information is provided. Immigration authorities also moved to extend the spousal work permit pilot program, which allows a spouse or partner subject to an application to live and work in Canada while it is being processed. The pilot project was due to end on December 22nd this year, but will be extended another full year until December 21, 2017. Marriage fraud detection. The government immigration authorities are hoping to strike a balance between maintaining the integrity of the family sponsorship program while reducing processing times. All applications will continue to receive full criminality, security, and medical screening. If evidence is obtained during the sponsorship process that the marriage is one of convenience, the application for permanent residence will be refused. These efforts are part of a broad measure of changes on family reunification the government promised during the 2015 general election.